Brian Helsworth here at the Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri. We're in Columbia on Vandiver Drive on this Friday morning. I'm joined by Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler, and we appreciate her time. She's very busy. Your thoughts on coming here today with the Undersecretary and hearing about the growing hunger needs, as he said, growing across this area, not just Central, but Northeast Missouri, too.
I appreciate him coming all the way from Washington, D.C. out here to mid-Missouri to see our needs and to see the great things that's being done here by the Central and Northeast Food Bank. They are really doing amazing work here, making sure that those people who are affected by coronavirus are receiving the food that they need. You know, they have been a champion for years, providing last year over 32 million pounds of food to 100,000 families. It's just incredible what they do. And I was so glad that the Undersecretary could see not only the operations on a daily basis, but what they're doing, packaging up boxes for senior citizens, as well as they have a program for vets in the area. They got to hear about the mobile food pantry that this pantry has, where it goes out into communities and makes sure people have the food. And it was encouraging as a member of the Armed Services Committee to hear about the role of our Missouri National Guard during this pandemic and how helpful they have been working here in Columbia, as well as being deployed to some of our food banks in our area to help distribute this food and to get these boxes from the food pantry itself and carry it out and put it in the trunk of the individual coming there who is hungry and needs that a little addition of nutrition assistance. So it's everybody coming together, doing amazing work here in Central Missouri, and I was so proud to get to host the Undersecretary as well as the Administrator of the FSA right here in Columbia.
Final question on this subject, and that is just tying in with what you just said. This facility here is amazing. I don't think most people, even in Columbia, realize how big it is, especially inside. It's amazing what they do. And it's not just they serve Columbia, they serve 32 counties.
32 counties, and it's a team effort. For sure, they have about 60 team members that are employed full-time, but they have over 15,000 volunteers that come here. Different individuals come every day to help sort the food, box the food, get it out to those who need it. And it's just absolutely incredible. And they're the only food bank in Missouri that provides the food to the individual food pantries free of charge. Most food bank distributors charge food to the local food pantry, and but not here. And that is quite a testament to the support of this local community as well to help make that possible.
I know you're very busy. Real quickly, the convention for the Republicans begins next week. It'll be virtual for the most part, just like the Democratic one. You're not a delegate this year, but you're obviously still very much looking forward to it. What can you tell us about next week's convention? What are you looking for? What would you like to hear? What are you looking for?
Well, it's going to be a convention talking about optimism and looking at the great American heroes that we have in our local communities and how we together collectively have made this the greatest country in the world and how we can continue to move forward even better, even stronger. I think it's going to look at the amazing achievements that have been done in the last 3 or 4 years to grow the economy, to rebuild our military, to reestablish our place on the world stage as a major leader, and to help the average hardworking American increase wages. I mean, all of these things were happening. We've been dealing with coronavirus, but even in that, it's amazing the work that we have done, having three vaccines going through phase three trial at this point after only a few months. It's just phenomenal. And I know that we're going to get on the other side of coronavirus very soon and look forward to having the economy fully rebound and have life get back to normal.
Are you aware of any Missouri connections to the convention at this point? If you're not, not a big deal. I thought I'd at least ask as far as some of the heroes or some of the stories that we could hear.
I think that's still in the works, but I'm looking forward to seeing these ordinary Americans that they feature that have done amazing things, and I think we'll all be inspired by what we see next week.
And do you think President Trump will be reelected?
I think there's a very, very good chance because he has done so much for this country. He has kept his promises, and that's something people want to see and hasn't been done in the past. And he has a track record of helping us have a healthy economy, helping increase wages, making us safer as a nation, and contrasting that to what we're seeing on the other side of chaos and lawlessness versus law and order. I don't think we want to go there. We want to keep moving forward in a positive way.
Congresswoman, anything you'd like to add? Feel free.
Nope. I think we're good. But thank you so much, Brian. I'm glad to be back home here in Columbia.